We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Come and join us, yeah, and receive the true word of God, where miracles happen. Here are treasures, just perfecting and edifying the body of Christ. So come and join and worship with Word of Faith, Kingdom Church. We're a group of believers who love and worship God. Word of Faith, Kingdom Church. So come and grow in Jesus Christ and come to Word of Faith, Kingdom Church.
Welcome to the Word of Faith, Kingdom Church broadcast with your host, Pastor J.P. Broadnax. As the Bible says, they that worship God must worship Him in spirit and in truth. You're invited to worship services at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday morning at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria. Now, let's join the broadcast.
God bless you. James Broadnax here. Just want to say welcome to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast. And here is the Word of Faith Kingdom Church praise team ministering in song.
Jesus, Jesus. How can I describe a God that's indescribable? How can I explain a love that's unexplainable?
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I'm at a loss for words. Oh,
worship and just say,
bless you in greetings and an all-powerful blessing in healing name of Jesus. Well, this is your friend and your apostle of prayer, Apostle James Broadnax, pastor and founder of the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive, here in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. And I'm here today to give you a personal invite to come and worship with us this coming Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Yes, all roads and all streets will be leading right here. It is going to be a powerful time of worship. And they that worship God must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Mark your calendar, Sunday morning, yes, September the 17th at 10:30 a.m. It's going to be a powerful blessing in healing service this coming Sunday morning. You know, the strongest action that any person can take in any situation is to pray. Yes, prayer changes things. And listen to me very carefully. Prayer is the master key to all earthly problems. Let me say that again. Prayer is the master key to all earthly problems. So I want you to get ready to meet us this Sunday morning, September the 17th at 10:30 a.m. You know, I have prayed and helped thousands around this world. I have seen Jesus through this miracle working prayer blessing ministry. I've seen him raise ordinary people up off of their bed of affliction. I have seen God bless people, prosper people. I have seen people, even with bad credit, move into their dream homes. I have seen God change doctors' reports. Yes, Jesus is a story changer. You know, people came to Jesus with stories. All of them had stories, but he changed their story. The woman with the issue of blood in Mark chapter 5, she had a story. Her story was that she had been sick for 12 long years, and she had spent all that she had from doctor to doctor. But she didn't get no better. She rather got worse. Oh, but when she heard of Jesus, and in the Bible said that she went against all of the odds. What you mean, broadnecks, against the odds? Yes, there was odds against this woman. The Leviticus law was against her. She could have been stoned to death out there in public like that. But she went against those odds. And the Bible says she pressed away. She talked herself into her blessing. And she told herself, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. And you know the end of the story. When she touched him, Jesus felt the virtue when it came out of him. He turned to his disciples and said, who touched me? And I guess they probably said, now Jesus, all of these people around you, it could have been anybody. But I guess Jesus said, no, this was not an anybody's touch. This was a touch of faith. Because I felt the virtue when it came out of me. And that little woman stepped up and she told him all of the truth. She told him how long she had been sick. She told him how she spent all of her money from doctor to doctor, but she didn't get no better. And she told him, but when I heard about you, she said, I pressed my way and I touched you. And she said, now I feel in my body that I have been made whole up from this plague. Let me tell you, child of God, he is the same Jesus. Yes, he's the same Jesus that walked those dusty roads of Galilee. He is the same Jesus today. Yes, the same Jesus that sat at the marriage feast in Cana of Galilee. And his mother came and said, we're all out of wine. The party's not over. Jesus said, Mom, it's not my time, but I'm going to do this because you're my mother. And he told him to fill those pots with water. And they filled the pots with water. He said, now draw out the drink right now. Just like that, the water was turned to wine. He is the same Jesus today as he was on yesterday, according to Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8. Now, I want you to get ready today to start making plans to come and worship with us in the Miracle Working Blessing and Healing Service this coming Sunday morning, September the 17th at 10:30 a.m. And the good of the 17th, you could be the next one. Bragging on God, just like this.
Yes, anointed with that oil.
Anointed with that oil.
And the pain just went
away. The pain just went away. Hallelujah.
Somebody clap those hands and give God praise. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, dear. What happened to you?
I want to praise God for my shoulder pain this morning. I've had it for a couple of days.
When you came here with shoulder pain for at least 2 days.
And it's gone.
And I never laid hands on you.
No, sir.
Just through the preaching of the word of God.
It's gone.
And you can move it?
It's gone.
It's gone?
It's gone.
Oh, somebody give God some praise.
And my blood pressure was like 220 over 120. Before I came to service, I had a real dizzy headache. And after he prayed and everything, it just went away. And I haven't had any dizziness since. And I thank God for that. And I thank you for praying.
So God gave you a miracle.
Yes, yes, he did. And I'm going to tell it from now on because, I mean, I've been having a lot of problems, and now I don't have the problem at all. Thank God.
How you feeling?
I'm great.
Tell us what happened to you when you came to the Lord. Take your time. That's all right.
I've had osteoarthritis bad in both knees for the last 5 years, and I've been set free.
And now you're here.
I know my knees are fine, because when I've been down there, it hurt real bad.
It's not hurt?
But not anymore.
You walk on them? You can run on them? Or go on down through there. Oh, but you're bending down. Okay, pick them up. Let me see. Hey.
I'm not used to running.
You're not even, you couldn't run?
I couldn't run.
You couldn't do even that fast what you just?
No, and I'm like, I didn't know how to run. Woo! Along.
Michelle, she said it's been so long she had forgotten how to run. But look at her picking those legs up and giving her Jesus some praise. Did nobody do it but
Jesus.
My first name is Janice, born and raised in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. The night you was here, you called up for prayer for cancer and everything. But they had diagnosed me with cancer in my breast. Mm-hmm. And to the point I had to wear like little breast pads because mm-hmm. my breast would be leaking. Mm-hmm. And when you prayed for me, it felt like a burning sensation was going through my breast. And I just thank God because today and after that night of service, I don't have to wear no pads inside my bra. And I just give God all the honor and glory.
When Apostle Broadnecks pray and prophesy, miracles happen.
Well, praise the Lord, Pastor Barnett. This is my name is Sister Maddie Moore. You went to Pastor Jackson Church here in Brooklyn, and you prayed for me for my hepatitis C. And I want to tell you, praise the Lord, that my hepatitis C is gone and my liver is healed. Praise the Lord. Maddie Moore, you was at Pastor Jackson Church, y'all. Maddie Moore, and I thank you so much, and praise the Lord, and God bless you and your congregation and your family and wife. Oh, but that is my testimony. God healed me from hepatitis C. Maddie Moore, God bless you.
Said that I was going to come up here and testify, so each time that I would come, I wouldn't come up here. Mm-hmm. But tonight I said I'm going to do it. Pastor Cynthia brought me here one night.
And you was here.
And I had just got out of the hospital. They said my heart was, condition was a rare fibrillating, heart fibrillating. And the second time I had went in there, they said it wasn't, they couldn't stop it. It was beating just like a drum, it wouldn't stop. And they say I was threatened a heart attack, a stroke, or all that. And the Lord allowed you to call me out, and it felt like explosions was going in my chest.
Ooh,
I couldn't walk from here to here, and I couldn't breathe good. It felt just a terrible feeling. But that night you prayed for me, I ain't been back to hospital since.
Woo! Somebody clap those hands and give him praise.
Yes, beloved child of God, that is the power of prayer, faith, and prophecy. And the good news is this, you could be the next one. Brag it on God just like that. All you must do is to get ready to meet us this coming Sunday morning, September the 17th at 10:30 a.m. Yes, at the end of that service, I am going to pray the prayer of faith, and God is going to work the miracle that you need in your life. You have heard one after another. Bragging on nobody but God. Listen to me, my dear friend. Jesus told us in St. John chapter 14 and verse 12. He said, the works that I do, greater works than these should you do, should the preacher do, should Broadnecks do, because I go to my Father. I just believe the words of Jesus. And I know that when I pray the prayer of faith this coming Sunday morning, in that all-powerful, blessed, and healing name, God is going to work the miracle that you need in your life. But there's somebody, you're listening to me right there in Marksville. You need a touch from God right now within this hour. Somebody in Jonesville, Natchitoches. Listen, I'm going to be by the telephone for the next 45 minutes. I'm going to be conducting spiritual warfare. And I'm going to believe God for that miracle that you need in your life. I want you to pick up that telephone and dial this number here. You can dial this number for prayer, and you can dial this number for more information or for direction how to get to that miracle service this coming Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. That's the Word of Faith, Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive here in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. That zip is 71302. Listen to me, my dear friend. That number is 318-427-9255. 318-427-9255. But meet us Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. And the good news is this. You could be the next one bragging on God just like this.
When Apostle Broadnecks pray and prophesy, miracles happen.
Good morning, church. My name is Livingston Hackett. Or you can say Brother Hackett. But the reason why I'm here and giving this testimony to Jesus is because me and my wife was looking for a home, and we've been all over, Pompano, Fort Lauderdale, and we really can't find what we really need. And my wife, she get kind of upset. I said, listen, when God ready, he will give us a home. It is his own timing, not us. So then we went over by commercial in the place area over there. We see a home. And when I seen it, I like it. I said, Lord, I like this house. And my wife said, she liked this house. So the lady was asking $235,000 for the house. I said, we don't have that kind of money. I said, but you know what? We got Jesus. He going to provide. And we went home. We pray about it. We hold hands. We pray about it. And God put in his spirit a price. And we went back to the lady. And, you know, we called the lady from... We come to church that night, I went, Brad Next was preaching. And we wanted to go to a bank to ask for a loan, but we didn't know what a, which bank to go to. So my wife says, you know what? God can give us an answer in church. And when the night when Brad Next was preaching, he says, you know what? Somebody might walk in SunTrust tomorrow and get what they want. And you know what? And my wife says, that's it. But then we walked, and then she went and she called up a lady from SunTrust Bank, and the lady was giving her a hard time. And then it's another lady that works there who is one of your members. And the lady says, who is that? That name sounds familiar. And the lady put, this lady put yellow lady on the phone, and then the lady said, I know, that's Sister Hackett. And then they started to talk. And she said, you know what? I think I can help you. And my boss is in New York, and when she get back here, I will talk to my boss. When the boss, when her boss come back, and she and my wife talk, the lady say, yes, we can get you this money. And to make a long story short, they gave us the money without asking no questions, and then the bank turned around and gave us back $1,400 for closing costs. And it was so easy because God was in everything.
God did something absolutely incredible for us. It was absolutely incredible. This started maybe about two months ago, roughly. Our landlord at our apartment, he told us that he was going to raise the rent by $200. And I was telling God, I said, God, you know, I'm tired of getting this man my money. I'm thankful for being able to do it, but I'm just tired of paying rent. I want a home. And so we had came to church, and an apostle was in service that night. And I said, God, I said, I'm going to plant a seed. I said, I'm going to plant a seed. And I had a $100 seed. And I said, I'm going to plant this. I want a home. So I came around, and I dropped the money in the bucket. And an apostle said, it's a done deal. So I said, okay. So I went on back to my seed. Now, let me start by saying, we wanted this home. We ain't have no credit. We ain't have no money, no down payment, no nothing. So the next day, we get ready to go. I was getting ready to go to work. My wife said, you know, go ahead and take off, and we're just going to go and look for houses. So we called a realtor. The realtor was available. We went out that day. We started looking for places. We went to about 10 different houses. We found one house, and we walked in. We was like, this is the one. This is the one. So then we came to service later on that night. And I think this was probably like the 30th of the month or something like that. And the apostle was preaching, he was saying, by just trust God, just stand on God's word. And so I think you called for like a $300, $400 seed or something. And the only thing we had was our rent money. Okay? But I say, you know what, God, I trust you more than this rent. This is what I pass the teacher. So we planted the rent money. And so I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen come tomorrow, but I just trust in God. So situations happen where the landlord was out of town or something or another for like 2 weeks or something or another. And by the time, he didn't even come to us for the rent. He came to us for the rent like 2 weeks later by the time we actually had it again. So this is the first miracle, all right? So long story short, we found the house. We put in an offer. The initial offer we put in, the people rejected. Then we put in another offer, and they actually wind up accepting the offer. So, again, we're just going on complete faith. Long story short, by the time God worked everything out, not only did we close on the house, but we closed with no money down, no money out of pocket, no closing costs, no credit, no nothing. No nothing. No nothing but the Lord. It was nothing but God. Y'all don't understand. Y'all don't understand. See, I'm going to tell you, The pastor said, don't preach, huh? But see, y'all wasn't there when they used to put the eviction notices on the door. Y'all wasn't there then. So if y'all don't want to praise God right now, I praise him all by myself because we know what God done did. Amen. Now, and then I'm going to close, but to take it a step further, because we serve a God that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything we could ever ask or think. We planted a seed, and there was an opportunity that came up. When I saw the opportunity, I said, I'm like, why can't nobody else see this opportunity? And it was so apparent to me. And God showed me exactly how to present it to the company, how to market it, how to package it, the whole nine yards. And I'm standing here to tell y'all that on Wednesday, God gave me and my wife our own business. Okay. He gave us our own business on Wednesday. We closed on our house on Thursday, and my last day on my job was on Friday.
Hallelujah!
Now this is the God that we serve. This is the God that we serve. And if you don't want to praise him, I'll praise him for myself. I'm telling you what I saw for myself. I'm telling you, I saw it. I saw it. Just praise your way through and keep giving and trust in the man of God. Amen.
When Apostle Broadnecks pray and prophesy, miracles happen.
You drive an hour and 5 minutes one way, yep, just to get to the crusade.
Yes, sir.
Well, come on and tell us what the Lord has done for you.
Well, ever since I've been coming up here, things have been happening in our business. We're a new startup company. We're in the tow truck business. We've been struggling along. The first night I seen him on TV, it was a Wednesday night. Hello, Angie. I had to go see that man right there. Next night, Thursday night, we come up here. He prophesied. And ever since then, everything has been going just okay for Black Hawk Service Center.
All right. Did you say just okay?
Black Hawk Service Center.
All right, go ahead.
All right, now I'm going to keep on moving. It gets better from here. We had looked at a building. We don't have no money. My pockets broke. They were broke. I told the man what I could do. The man ran me down. Say, hey, just write me a check. I'll hold it till you get some money.
All right.
And go to key right here. This is the proof right here. This is the key.
Let me see this. So that is the key to the
shop. Right here. This is the key to Black Hawk Service Center shop right here.
No money, just the favor
of God. Right here. The man ran me down, said, just write me a check. I give it to you. Whenever you get the money, you come pay us. Right here.
So Black Hawk is on the way.
Black Hawk Service Center is on the way.
So in other words, what you're saying, coming to this crusade has really been a blessing to you.
Really, 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 and truly been a blessing to us.
So what I'm preaching about, there's blessings in the mouth of the
prophet. And that's truth. You know what I'm saying? That is real truth. Now, I got one more thing, and I'm going to sit down because he got to go to work. See this business plan right here? When the prophet prayed over our business plan, our motto used to be down here, when you need a tow, call Black Hawk. We changed it up. When you call Black Hawk, it's a done deal. Not only that, God blessed us with a in-house finance man. Connections all over. Our in-house finance man. The guy told me what he wanted. We talked back and forth, and he came to work for me.
So God to set it up.
Set it up. I ain't have no money, nothing. But I believe God that if I kept on trying, everything would fall in line. And I didn't give up. A lot of days we went around. We didn't know how we was going to make it. But I got up every morning saying, let's go to work.
And so God showed up and God showed up.
Showed up and showed out and then some.
Yes, beloved child of God, that is the power of prayer, faith, and prophecy. Well,